This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Ah, there you go. You got another right combination. Joe Messina, your host, is to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Some of you who get to watch, you're not just listening, you can see me pounding on buttons and nothing's happening. Maybe that's it. Maybe I need to see. I got to stop pounding on them. I guess maybe I have to touch them gently and ask them, please work. Something like that. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just making it happen. Really, it's that simple for me. All right. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot you can get involved with. And you can buy my, buy the cup, TRS cup, coffee mug. These you can go ahead. Coffee tastes so much better than a TRS mug. It really does. I think it does. I don't care what you think. Let's just head into the stories. I got so many stories I want to get through. Probably won't make them through all, but man, I'm going to try like heck. Nancy Pelosi, dead set against impeaching Trump. But it's not why you think. She's not sitting there thinking that, everything's cool and that he's not guilty and it's all good, because that's not how she thinks. I mean, she really, I think she's got 48 cards in her deck. I'm just saying. Anyhow, she said twice now in the last, 4 or 5 weeks that she was against impeaching Trump. A lot of reasons. And, she says, it would divide the nation. She would need more Republicans on board. She would need to make sure she had the, real solid facts to make it stick, to make it happen. The problem is, though, she went on this weekend to say, and he's not worth it. Right? So the president of the United States, the guy that's helped, put the unemployment rates at the lowest since they've really been recording them for the black community, for the Hispanic community, he's not worth it. Right? I mean, when you look at truly what he's been able to do in a short period of time without a majority of support. Now, you think he needed a majority of support because we had the House and the Senate. Well, you saw how good that worked out, didn't you? Now, she's been telling her colleagues not to allow their talk on impeachment to go ahead of the facts. Right, they were all depending on. Remember, they were all depending on Robert Mueller's report. This was going to nail him. This was. By the way, did you guys know that impeachment is not automatic removal? Do you know that? It isn't. There's a lot more to it than that. Anyway, now in her latest comments to the Washington Post, she stated flat out that she's not for impeachment unless the evidence reaches a new threshold of being both compelling and bipartisan. I mean, maybe she had a moment. Maybe she had a moment of clarity. Maybe the meds kicked in for that 40 or 50 second period. Now, on second criteria, Pelosi appears to be putting the decision of a GOP Senate majority that has so far refused to condemn Trump on policy matters. Right now, this emerging. We're going to talk about this a little later. Now we have two major newspapers say that two papers that can't stand him say that Trump's right about what's going on at the wall. I mean, down the border. Think about it. Let that sink in for a second. Two papers that usually condemn Trump on a regular basis say that what he's talking about down the wall is true. It's really happening. Again, Pelosi goes on to say, I'm not for impeachment. This is not news. I'm going to give you some news right now, though, because I haven't said this to any other press person before. Now, since you asked, I've been thinking about this. Impeachment is so divisive to the country that unless there's something so compelling, so overwhelming, and bipartisan, I don't think we should go down that path. Mostly because it divides the country. And it's just not worth it. Pelosi's comments come after senior Democrat chair have stepped up to their probes of Trump's finances and the Trump White House. Days ago, longtime Trump lawyer Michael Cohen testified that Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy to violate campaign finance laws. Michael Cohen, remember the liar? The guy who's been lying? Think about it, right? I mean, he's lied, he's been caught in more lies, he's been lying, and yet he was supposed to be the Democrats' ace in the hole. She's lowering expectations about the prospect of impeachment, reminding people of the gravity that the move and the impact it would politically have in dividing the country even more. Remember, Billy Bob Clinton, he went up in points. When they talked about impeaching, when they actually were going down the road to impeach him, he went up almost 10 points. I mean, almost. I'd almost love to see him go down that road. And not that they wouldn't be, voted out. It wouldn't pass. But I want them to look like fools as they lay out what he's done. Do you know what I mean? She said that her leadership team were facing pressure on impeachment from all kinds of Democrats. And especially the new Democrats who recently took power. Yeah, those nut job lunatic freshmen. On her first day in the office, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan was caught on tape telling supporters it was time to impeach the blankety blank. I mean, if this is all they got on there to do, then this is your fault. Democrats, this is your fault. It's really that simple for me. When you let them in, when you let them get this deep in, and you're on the left, and you're so hateful of a man like Donald Trump that you're willing to let anything go, anything happen, or anything be said, just wrong. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product.
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago.
We are back.
He had a boogie style that no one else could play.
You listen to Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Seriously, real pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. God, she's got such a great voice. Too bad she's such a lunatic. That was Bette Midler. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. New York Post and Washington Post and a few others came out over the last... Now, they can't let you know this. Really, it'd be terrible to let you know this. But apparently they come out... And they are in alignment, in agreement with guess who? No, seriously. Donald Trump, believe it or not. President Trump is right, said the from the New York Post. Nancy, knock it off. Too late. Already done. Anyway, President Trump's right to strengthen the border security and deter smugglers and stop the flow of illegal migrants. But that's only half the solution. The other half is to stem the push factors that have, you know, people, mainly Central Americans, want to come up, make that journey to come up to the north in the first place, they say. Now, the crisis is real and it's dramatic. That's according to the congressional testimony this week. Now, look, not just a Homeland Security director, but we're talking about people that have worked the border. We're talking about people that have worked for the Border Patrol. We're talking about the head of the Border Patrol Union. You look at all these people that have been down there, been at the border, that are the experts, that are telling Congress that what Trump wants to do is right and real and should be done. And congressional members like Pelosi, who have not been down there, who have not talked to her, they've all said we haven't heard from her. They have no business telling her what's right or what's wrong, or telling the border men what's right or what's wrong. Border people, excuse me. Right? The crisis is real. In dramatic congressional testimony last week, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen gave all the details. Now, here's the thing. Either they believe the details or they don't. Either they believe the Homeland Security person or they don't. Look, there are women that are being raped on a daily basis. That's what they have to pay with their bodies. That's what they're told. Smugglers and traffickers have caught on that outdated law, lack of resources, and bad court decisions effectively give them a free ticket into America. As a result, the flow of families and children flooded, the 620% increase over the last 5 years. No crisis on the border, though. And the funny thing about it is that, again, under President Obama, under President W. Bush, these were crises that were called out under Obama, crises that were called out, and they were fine. Less people coming over the border, yet it was a crisis. So I say to you, it's all about them hating Trump. Because he can have the same set of numbers, same issue, same problem, and what would they be saying? Right? They'd be saying, no, he's making it up. Smugglers, they exploit. We've got story after story after story after story after story about smugglers exploiting women and children. Often they rape them along the way. It's not a manufactured crisis. This is truly an emergency. And the Trump administration still needs to move to understand they need more money. See, I think the president should take it on the road every day till he gets what he's looking for. I don't care where he has to go or how he has to get there. Needs to do it every day. In 2008, Congress set aside more than $1 billion for the Central American Regional Security Initiative, or CARSI, as they called it, designed to improve public security in target countries. And in 2015, they authorized another $750 million package, right? And $126 million was allocated to, again, the Central American Regional Security Initiative. So they're giving money to the same kind of scenario. Guatemala have homicide rates that are among the highest in the world. These countries are experiencing unprecedented levels of violence outside a war zone. In 2017, Doctors Without Borders reported that the citizens are murdered with impunity, and kidnappings and extortion are pretty much daily occurrences. Oh, so they won't protect their own. They have no police department. Why don't we go up there and take over that country? You guys don't think we take over everything when we're going to help someone. Wouldn't you rather stay home? Wouldn't you rather be in your own country overall? I know I would. None of this justifies caravans of migrants rushing to the United States. No government on earth would allow this to go on. This is a blatant assault on their sovereignty, isn't it? And until we decide to fix the... And we do need to fix the immigration plan, the immigration laws. And we should have done them in the last 2 years. The Trump administration began strongly in its first 2 years. They had a couple of high-profile summits on addressing conditions in Central America. But then Venezuela started melting down, and it was all over, right? Now, here's a perfect opportunity for Republicans and Democrats to join, come together, and fix the immigration problem. But they can't do it. What am I saying? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be stupid. I apologize. Can't do it because then President Trump would get credit for it. We can't have that now, can we? He can never be known as the president that on a positive note. Always on a negative note. Right? The president that got us into a nuclear war, even though we're not in one. I'm sure you'll read that in a book 20 years from today. In the 1980s, President Reagan created what was called the President's National Bipartisan Committee on Central America, chaired by Henry Kissinger. Now, they were to develop a bipartisan consensus for policy, U.S. policy towards Central America. Think about that. They were actually able to sit in a room and work it out and work it through. But look at our southern situation. It demonstrates that we're confronting a crisis every bit as dangerous to the regional stability as the threats of the early 80s. See, if I was Trump, I'd pull together a second commission. I would do this again. Because everybody was for it the first time. Everybody thought it was a great idea. See, if they keep bucking, if the Dems keep bucking against basics, just basics, how do we protect our border? How do we maintain sovereign? And the president and Sarah Sanders, if they twist it and tweak it right, and I don't mean that in a negative way, he'd come out looking like a gold god. Do you know what I mean? Now, we don't need an Iraq-scale national building project, but among other things, the plan would include specific actions to strengthen civilian, you know, but that'd be great. We could just strengthen the civilian police force. There's a lot of troubles there with corruption. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders at the Daily Briefing blasting Democrats for a weak response to anti-Semitism.
Remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent, and it's sad, and it's something that should be called by name. It shouldn't be put in a watered-down resolution.
Turning now to border security, which is top of mind for President Trump as he includes money for it in his budget. The president on Twitter saying Republican senators have a very easy vote this week. It is about border security and the wall, stopping crime, drugs, etc. Not constitutionality and precedent. It is an 80% positive issue. The Dems are 100% united as usual on a 20% issue, open borders and crime. Get tough, Rs, the president tweets. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. And listen, if you head up to the website, there's a lot happening up there. A lot you can get involved with. There's people smarter than I am in the chat room. And then you could buy stuff, should you want to. But you don't have to. And coffee cups, mugs, all the fun. Okay, all that fun stuff. Can I get back to the story? I mean, just head up on the website if you want to buy something, you want to support the show. But we're talking about, you know, the New York Post gave credence and credibility to Trump and is wanting to build, just forget the wall. Just the mere comment that we have a crisis on the border. They call out the crisis on the border. He says, the writer says, we don't need a national-style Iraqi, you know, nation-building project. But we do need to build a wall. We do need to make it so they can't just walk over. We should also condition aid on better governance and demand tangible results. See, if you want to help these countries out, they've got to do some work on their own. They have to do some work on their own. If you hand it all to them, it doesn't mean anything. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just being part of the conversation, part of the fix, as I like to say. All right, so this is a fun one. God, what I think is fun is really weird. I'm starting to get crazy with some of these stories that make absolutely no sense. And when you check them out, they're real. Right? Trans woman is horrified to find that there's a man in her restroom. I'm sorry. Do you think about this? So the trans woman said that she was horrified that there was a man in the woman's restroom. I could hear him peeing. Oh, no, no. She said, he said, he could hear her peeing. Okay. It's happened to many of us, that awkward moment when a cleaner of the opposite sex walks in on you in a public restroom. Transgender woman was bothered enough by the experience to complain about it on Facebook Monday in a private community group. The town of Franklin, Massachusetts, Daniel Goes posted, posted what she said was an image of a male McDonald's employee cleaning while she was relieving herself. Goes said that the man's presence made her super uncomfortable and defeated the whole purpose of her using a woman's room, which was that it makes her feel safer. Well, unless he was gay at that point, because you allude to here that maybe you didn't have everything done. Unless he was gay, you have nothing to worry about. Reaction by other locals was generally supportive. A number of people commented that they would have felt uncomfortable in this situation, too. Apparently, a feeling empowered does, added, he could hear me, and that's the name, by the way. I know, it's kind of confusing. Does. He could hear me peeing and made me very anxious. Some members of the group urged her to feel entitled to ask the employee to leave. Not cool, said a woman, reaching out to management. In what way have we been... What way have we been a subtle troll? One man responded. I mean, what do you want? The guy was in there cleaning. I don't know what the circumstances were. I know that I got off the plane the other day and I had to go to the bathroom and there was a woman employee cleaning the men's room. I tell you what, if that front wasn't covered, if it wasn't blocked off, she would have heard me peeing too. Seriously. Restroom access has been part of a national as well global culture over transgender rights. Includes social institutions from sports to military prisons and so much more. And Massachusetts is among one of the few states that have passed anti-discrimination laws enshrining transgender people's restroom rights. But see, I wouldn't have had a problem with that woman hearing me pee. Doesn't she know what happens in the men's room? See, I don't get it. Sometimes it goes way over the top. 855-732-5... You guys are going to stop sending me stories, especially, I'll say, interesting ones. I'll leave it at that, okay? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, just being part of the conversation, texting, tweeting, and being involved. You know, as I've told you a million times, as many of us that have had issues now with the social media, and it's getting, I mean, Michelle Malkin today, she was kept from posting on a, I guess it was a website or a Twitter account that she has access to. And you heard, I don't know how true it is, because I don't follow up on this stuff. But George Soros has been funding some programs or what have you. And he's come out and said by 2020, there won't be any real solid conservative commentators on Facebook or Twitter or any of those other things. Right? And you get a guy like that with all that money, do you think he can make it happen? Of course he can. When you have the money, it is not that hard, period. And it doesn't, you know, again, it's getting to the point where any and every, notice how I said that? Any and every conservative idea seems to be a problem. I don't know how that works. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. You know, you've got, think about something. I know I'm rambling for the moment. Stick with me. We just came off the whole transgender thing. So there was a transgender cycling champion that attempted to defend the competing against biological women. And hopefully people will push back. Look, no matter what you're doing, no matter what drugs you're taking, no matter what's going on, you still have differences. And I've said this before. If you're born a female, and females have a 60% chance higher... 60% better chance of getting osteoporosis than a man does. when you go transgender, does that 60% go away? If you have a higher chance of getting breast cancer as a woman than a man, because men can get breast cancer too, believe it or not. If you go through the transition and you're a transgender, does that go away? The article says the theory of intersectionality in a highly condensed form is there are different marginalized groups whose identities are not separate from one another, but intersect within society to produce all kinds of cultural oppression. Now, if you think about this, we're oppressing them because they're going through something that we don't agree with, or maybe not understand, or don't fall in line with. But thanks to transgender cyclist Dr. Rachel McKinnon and a recent attack on those who insist biological males have an advantage over biological females, says it's not true. McKinnon, who transitioned to a woman, subsequently won a woman's cycling title in October. What is she going to say? Yes, there is a problem. Yes, we're much stronger. Yes, I can see how that works. Anyway, according to The Blaze, she's been in the news this month after accusing former Olympian Sharon Davies of being a transphobic and sharing hate speech because Davies believed that transgender individuals ought not to be allowed to compete in women's sports. Again, I ask, does muscle tone change? Does bone density change? I'm nothing against anyone who wishes to be transgender, Davies tweeted. However, I believe there is a fundamental difference between the binary sex you're born with and the gender you identify as. We need to protect women's sports. I don't know, I'm kind of in agreement with this one. Now, kind of, I am. Think of a poor young lady who's just beat her brains out all her life from being a little kid, working hard, working, I don't know, tennis player, track and field, whatever it is, whatever the scenario is. And she has, you know, given up going to dances and certain foods and whatever to be the best that she can be. And then a guy shows up. And maybe he's automatically, because we'll hit the 70 side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, you listen to The Real Side.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. A lot of fun. Gonna have a lot of fun. My best buddy, Bill DeBlasio. Eagles ain't flying slow. We as humans are flying a little slow. We as Americans might be flying a little slow, but not the eagle. All right, so listen. I couldn't wait to do the story. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can sign up for the weekly email blast. Always a pleasure to have you do that. And look, you buy the shirt, you can buy the coffee cups, you say, check off the stories, tell me which ones you like, which ones you don't like. Including the fact that apparently Meatless Mondays are much more important to New York City's Bill de Blasio than the city's major league financial crisis that keeps hovering around his head. New York City Mayor de Blasio, he kicked off a work week touting Meatless Mondays mandating vegetarian diets at public schools. Right? Why? You don't have a right to do that. I can feed my kid anything I want to. Meat is good. It's a, you know what? Some of you are going to disagree with me, but read your Bible as a Christian. God tells you. It doesn't force you to. It doesn't force you to do anything. but he doesn't put down meat. He actually encourages them to go eat what others are eating, to eat meat. De Blasio has no problem lecturing kids at New York's public school about cutting back on meat to save the environment. Oh, this isn't even a health thing. Stop eating that hamburger. Need to save the environment. But he showed less interest in giving up the fleet of SUVs that bring him to these events. That's right. He's not showing up on a unicycle. He's showing up with a full fleet of SUVs. All right, they bring him to and from the gym. I mean, he could go electric, right? Can you see him going down the freeway and it runs out of electric juice? He could also think about reducing that pork in his stewardship. You know, the taxpayers finances that money. According to the New York Post, city spending has increased 32% under de Blasio. And they're looking to add $3 billion to the budget. You New Yorkers, you voted him in. Aren't you pleasant? Well, you're surprised. I don't know if you're pleasantly surprised. But it gets better. The mayor has grown fond of saying, there's plenty of money in the world, it's just in the wrong hands. This is the way he justifies everything he does. The money's out there. You need to bring it into me. You need to give it to me because I'm going to force you to feed your kids in a vegetarian way. Right? I mean, unless we're talking about, well, no, that would be vegan. I was going to say ice cream all day. They would be good with that, right? Now, no word if he counts he and his wife in the wrong hands camp. I mean, remember, recently there was a report that the duo, they'd squandered away more than $1 billion of unaccounted for taxpayer dollars. What else could be driving de Blasio? What else could be, I mean, we haven't heard this meat thing until recently. He wants to be known as the most progressive New Yorker there is, but guess who beat him? I'm sure AOC is out progressing him. Right? Now that freshman from Queens, she didn't let her status as a newcomer deter her from defeating the Amazon deal backed by de Blasio and Cuomo. Now listen, I don't know if she's 100% behind it, but I think the noise that she made helped. If neither his diminished fanfare nor his abysmal record is enough to convince, they don't pay attention to that. The proof is he got a second term. They had much better people to choose from, and he got a second term. De Blasio isn't taking the hint that voters just aren't with him. He's on a campaign trail. Right? He's on this. He's on this with pictures. He's on this with so many other things. Bloomberg, who was eyeing a 2020 bid, Bloomberg wants to run for president. Oh, come on, that's got to make you cry. The fact that he even thought it was possible, shame on us. People were letting this in. Are you calling your nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, cousins, non-cousins? What are you doing to keep this from happening? Just asking. De Blasio will never take the high road. We already know that. He took a swipe at Bloomberg's progressive credentials. He said Bloomberg had no chance, right, of getting the nomination. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know some of you may have known it. Is, you know, they were, again, Bloomberg and de Blasio. Oh, God. Just the thought of that. Imagine a presidential ticket. Bloomberg and de Blasio. To go through 8 years of that, that would be de Blasio and maybe AOC. Wow. Even those who know him best think that de Blasio's White House ambitions are nonsensical, and they're so full of themselves. Really. He's the governor of the biggest city, one of the biggest cities on the planet. And he'd be a perfect president. Look at how many people he oversees now. Yeah. Okay. Still with his big Titanic ego and facing term limits as mayor, He might as well push forward. He might as well do everything he can do to try to make it forward, don't you think? If for no other reason, for great entertainment. Seriously, wow. Just nuts. Now remember, we're told over and over and over again, the drugs coming over the border, we have them under control. Except in Arizona. A U.S. citizen was arrested on Friday after she allegedly caught smuggling drugs across the southwest border. The unidentified 32-year-old woman was reportedly trying to enter the U.S. from Mexico through the Dennis McConnell crossing in Nogales. Now, she was in a Nissan. A Nissan. You know, when you talk about them coming over, why do they come over with drugs in these vans when you know the dogs are going to smell them out? Officers searched a woman and discovered that she had concealed packages inside her body. The agency's Arizona branch said, listen, when this stuff is in your body, and let's say that thing breaks in your belly or somewhere else, what the heck happens to you? Just curious. The woman voluntarily removed the packages that contained more than a half a pound of methamphetamine, worth about $2,000, and 16 pounds of fentanyl, worth about $2,000. Can you imagine? No, really, can you imagine? We're told there's nothing going on at the border, that the border's okay, it's safe, it's good. Bring your kids, bring your family, have a lunch. Let's do a little picnicking. They just never stop. I think it's because they truly don't care. But I've been wrong before. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. President today is asking for more money for the wall, which I don't think is a bad thing. If he can lay out a reason for it and lay out the money for it, what he's going to need to make it happen, what's the problem? Right? Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, there's a lot you can do up there, but you can also give me your email address. Top right-hand corner of the screen. Not the very top, just below the top. Right? You click on it, you give me your email address, I send out an email a week, or every other week for that matter. Work through, you know, and when I get it, I try not to send you junk. I try to make sure that you have information you can use to step out on during the week, get ready to watch the show, pick it up after the show. You know we have podcasts too. You can sign up for the text blasting, if that's what you want to call it. You want to text TRS to 55222, TRX to 55222. You can buy the coffee, but just get involved in the conversation. You know, we've got so much coming up this year. We're winding into an election cycle. Not an election year, but an election cycle. And I can't tell you enough the dumb things you can do that you think are dumb. I don't think they're dumb. But I've had people look at me weird when I talk to them about it. I'm talking about the dumb things you can do. Sending out postcards, making local phone calls. Some of you walk a couple miles a day. Why wouldn't you walk a mile and stuff flyers on doorknob hangers? It's that simple. Doesn't take a whole bunch. You want to donate a few bucks? Skip a Starbucks. Now, don't tell me you don't go in there anymore. I don't believe you. But stick a Starbucks, take the $3 to $5, and, I don't know, send that to the candidate that you want to run, and every little bit helps, and I'll tell you why. Because they all like to see that they're being supported. They all like to see that somebody's on their side. Sure, they'd love the big bucks, but the little bucks help too. Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. A lot more coming up. Going to be a smorgasbord of stories on the other side of the break. I promise you'll find one you love. We'll be back in a few minutes.